And he lift up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door, and bowed himself toward the ground, and said, And Abraham ran unto the herd, and fetched a calf tender and good, and gave it unto a young man, and he hasted to dress it. And the servant ran to meet her, and said, Let me, I pray thee, drink a little water of thy pitcher. And she hasted, and emptied her pitcher into the trough, and ran again unto the well to draw water, and drew for all his camels. And the damsel ran, and told them of her mother's house these things. And Rebekah had a brother, and his name was Laban. And Laban ran out unto the man unto the well. And Jacob told Rachel that he was her father's brother, and that he was Rebekah's son. And she ran and told her father. And it came to pass, when Laban heard the tidings of Jacob his sister's son, that he ran to meet him, and embraced him, and kissed him, and brought him to his house. And he told Laban all these things. And Esau ran to meet him, and embraced him, and fell on his neck, and kissed him. And they wept. And Moses stretched forth his rod toward heaven, and the Lord sent thunder and hail, and the fire ran along upon the ground, and the Lord rained hail upon the land of Egypt. And there ran a young man and told Moses, and said, Eldad and Medad do prophesy in the camp. And Aaron took as Moses commanded, and ran into the midst of the congregation. And behold, the plague was begun among the people, and he put on incense and made an atonement for the people. So Joshua sent messengers, and they ran unto the tent, and behold, it was hid in his tent, and the silver under it. And the ambush arose quickly out of their place, and they ran as soon as he had stretched out his hand. And they entered into the city, and took it, and hasted, and set the city on fire. And they stood every man in his place round about the camp, and all the host ran, and cried, and fled. And Jotham ran away, and fled, and went to Beer, and dwelt there for fear of Abimelech his brother. And Abimelech and the company that was with him rushed forward, and stood in the entering of the gate of the city. And the two other companies ran upon all the people that were in the fields, and slew them. And the woman made haste, and ran, and showed her husband, and said unto him, Behold, the man hath appeared unto me, that came unto me the other day. And he ran unto Eli, and said, Here am I. For thou callest to me. And he said, I called not. Lie down again. And he went and lay down. And there ran a man of Benjamin out of the army, and came to Shiloh the same day with his clothes rent, and with earth upon his head. And when he came, and they ran and fetched him thence. And when he stood among the people, he was higher than any of the people from his shoulders and upward. And David left his carriage in the hand of the keeper of the carriage, and ran into the army, and came and saluted his brethren. And it came to pass, when the Philistine arose, and came and drew nigh to meet David, that David hasted and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. Therefore David ran and stood upon the Philistine, and took his sword, and drew it out of the sheath thereof, and slew him, and cut off his head therewith. And when the Philistines saw their champion was dead, they fled. And he said unto his lad, Run, find out now the arrows which I shoot. And as the lad ran, he shot an arrow beyond him. Then said Joab to Cushai, Go, tell the king what thou hast seen. And Cushai bowed himself unto Joab and ran. But howsoever, said he, let me run. And he said unto him, Run. Then Ahimaaz ran by the way of the plain, and overran Cushai. And it came to pass at the end of 3 years, that two of the servants of Shimei ran away unto Achish, son of Maacah, king of Gath. And they told Shimei, saying, Behold, thy servants be in Gath. And the water ran about the altar, and he filled the trench also with water. And the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he girded up his loins, and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. And he left the oxen, and ran after Elijah, and said, Let me, I pray thee, kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow thee. And he said unto him, Go back again, for what have I done to thee? And the battle increased that day, and the king was stayed up in his chariot against the Syrians, and died at even. And the blood ran out of the wound into the midst of the chariot. So there was gathered much people together, who stopped all the fountains, and the brook that ran through the midst of the land, saying, Why should the kings of Assyria come and find much water? In the day of my trouble I sought the Lord. My sore ran in the night and ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted. He opened the rock, and the waters gushed out. They ran in the dry places like a river. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garments. I have not sent these prophets, yet they ran. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. And the living creatures ran and returned as the appearance of a flash of lightning. Then brought he me out of the way of the gate northward, and led me about the way without unto the utter gate by the way that looketh eastward. And behold, there ran out waters on the right side. And he came to the ram that had two horns, which I had seen standing before the river, and ran unto him in the fury of his power. And when they were come out, they went into the herd of swine. And behold, the whole herd of swine ran violently down a steep place into the sea, and perished in the waters. And they that kept them fled, and straightway one of them ran, and took a sponge, and filled it with vinegar, and put it on a reed, and gave him to drink. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him, and cried with, and forthwith Jesus gave them leave. And the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine. And the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. They were about 2,000, and were choked in the sea. And the people saw them departing, and many knew him, and ran afoot thither out of all cities, and outwent them, and came together unto him, and ran through that whole region round about, and began to carry about in beds those that were sick, where they heard he was. And one ran and filled a sponge full of vinegar, and put it on a reed, and gave him to drink, saying, Let alone, let us see whether Elias will come to take him down. Then went the devils out of the man, and entered into the swine. And the herd ran violently down a steep place into the lake, and were choked. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him, and had compassion, and ran, and fell on his neck, and kissed him. For, and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And then arose Peter, and ran unto the sepulchre, and stooping down, he beheld the linen clothes laid by themselves, and departed, wondering in himself at that which was come to pass. So they ran both together, and the other disciple did outrun Peter, and came first to the sepulchre. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. Then they cried out with a loud voice, and stopped their ears, and ran upon him with one accord, and cast. And Philip ran thither to him, and heard him read the prophet Esaias, and said, Understandest thou what thou readest? And when she knew Peter's voice, she opened not the gate for gladness, but ran in, and told how Peter stood before the gate, which when the apostles Barnabas and Paul heard of, they rent their clothes, and ran in among the people, crying out, and said, And all the city was moved, and the people ran together. And they took Paul, and drew him out of the temple, and forthwith the doors were shut, who immediately took soldiers and centurions, and ran down unto them. And when they saw the chief captain and the soldiers, they left beating of Paul. And falling into a place where two seas met, they ran the ship aground, and the forepart stuck fast and remained unmovable, but the hinder part was broken with the violence of the waves. Woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain, and ran greedily after the error of Balaam for reward, and perished in the gainsaying of Kore.